And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Welcome. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are here celebrating the people, the places, the events, the culture,
history.
And history,
yep.
Of our great community. Jeff, you know, this is just so wonderful that we live in this community. It is so wonderful that we live in this community. We got so much stuff going
Fred,
on.
Where would you live if you didn't live in Tucson?
Tucson.
Good answer.
You know, we invite people to go to visit.
See, I was thinking I'd probably like to live in Bora Bora or someplace like that.
I thought you were heading to Costa Rica at some point.
Well, you know, that's a whole political discussion. We're not going to get into that.
No, but I understand living in Costa Rica, all politics aside, is mm-hmm. wonderful. Cost of living is really low.
Mm-hmm.
The scenery is beautiful. I mean,
beautiful beaches.
Yeah, beaches and the whole nine yards.
White sand beaches, fabulous, friendly people.
Yeah, that has.
But this isn't
that has
the
nothing
welcome
to, do with
to the
politics.
Fred and Jeff Costa Rica show. This is
we should
the
do
Fred
a Costa-
Jeff show talking about all the great things in Tucson.
We should do a Costa Rica show.
But then we should do a live remote from Costa Rica.
We should.
We should get our advertisers.
You know, the MTCVB, the Metropolitan Tucson Visitors Convention Bureau.
One of our fabulous sponsors.
And we're going to refer you to them in a second.
Right.
We should do a live remote from Costa Rica promoting Tucson.
But yes, I agree we should do that. But how the wheels are already turning in my mind. How could we get that?
Well,
how could we persuade them to let us go to Costa Rica
on a tourism junket?
On a tourism junket promoting Tucson.
In Costa Rica.
You know, if we're going to go to Costa Rica, we might as well go to Bora Bora. If we're going to go to Bora Bora, we might as well go to, you know, I mean, I could.
I want to go to Spain.
España, yes.
Southern Italy.
Yeah. So welcome to the Fred Jeff Tourism Show. All the great people, places, and events happening around the world.
And speaking of events,
that Fred and I would like to go to.
Yes. Oh, there. Oh, man. There's so many events going on.
Yeah, there are lots.
But speaking of events, go to.
Fred, I wasn't speaking of events.
Well, you just said events.
That was your segue.
That was my segue.
Nice work. You know, Bill's listening. Get it moving.
All right. That's Bob.
Oh, Bob. Sorry, Bob.
Hey, okay, so go to the MTCVB's website. It's visittucson.org. They have an event calendar, and it is a beautiful event calendar.
You can go out weeks,
months to see everything going on in Tucson. And actually, if you don't remember, visittucson.org, go to fredandjeff.com, and there's a button that says upcoming events, and there's a link right to the MTCVB site.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we want to do with our website, folks, is use it as a place where folks can go and look at events that are happening. And in the next couple of weeks, when you go, we'll try to get the nonprofit event calendar up there as well, because there are so many fabulous events happening in Tucson that support our nonprofit community, that support the folks that need help here. That's something that we really, really want to promote during the tenure of our show here.
Yeah, absolutely.
At 4.1 The Truth.
And when people go to our website, they can listen to old shows, and all those shows have hot links to the various people that we've been talking to.
To hot links. All right.
So and pictures and everything, all sorts of stuff. So.
Right. So we're going to take a quick break, and remember, the folks that make this show possible are the folks that run ads on it, so please support them. Specifically your friends at Ronstadt Insurance. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to our guests from St. Luke's Home. So stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our four-star spas, guest ranches, and resorts attract admiring visitors from around the world.
And our original restaurants draw rave reviews across the country.
Because the Science and Technology Park is creating a cutting-edge biotech corridor.
And the University of Arizona leads the nation in optics and astronomy.
And because the nation's best gem and mineral showcase brings us thousands of visitors every year.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A house of light, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
And, you know, quite funny enough, Fred, I've got all the teeth in my mouth, but I understand you just lost one.
No, I still, it's half of a tooth. It's still in my mouth.
So if Fred sounds like he's chewing bubblegum this morning, it's because he had to have a root canal.
Yeah, ooh, and it was very nice. Actually, I got to give some kudos to my dentist. His name is Jorge Alvarez, and it was very painless at the time. It's afterwards.
And now that you're drooling out of one side of your mouth, we can tell that.
But he does a really good job, and I had to have a tooth split. One of my molars split in half.
We don't
need
the whole graphic detail. I just wanted to let people know why sometimes today you're not going to sound like your
I'm going to sound like
self.
I always sound, because I always sound just insane and stupid. But so it's not going to change things at all.
So
although I am on some oxycodone now, but that may improve things. So, this is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred, and Jeff is over having a hissy fit in the corner. But there's an organization in Tucson that we really love, and we've been involved in different ways over time. Our family has been, and we have Lynn Van Sice and Eileen. I'm going to say Starace. From St. Luke's Home, to talk about not only the St. Luke's Home, but they have a huge fundraiser coming up at the end of the month, actually next weekend. But I guess, Lynn, let's start with you. Introduce yourself, and we'll get going.
I'm Lynn Van Sice, and it's a pleasure to be here, and we thank you for the opportunity to talk a little to the community about St. Luke's Home. St. Luke's.
Now, wait a minute, Lynn. Now, wait a minute. So proper here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Too proper.
Yeah, way too proper. Well, Lynn,
have you ever had a root canal, Lynn?
I have.
That could be like talking to me.
But you don't want to hear about it.
So, Lynn, where are you from?
Well, I live in Tucson now, but my husband spent 27 years in the Air Force, so we lived kind of all over the world, but originally from Montana.
And when did you settle in town?
10 years ago.
10 years ago. So have you been affiliated with St. Luke's Home for all 10 years?
For 7 of those 10.
Great. And what do you do for St. Luke's Home?
I am on the Board of Visitors, and I am the president-elect for next year.
Oh, congratulations.
Which
congratulations.
Is an exciting thing.
Yeah, absolutely it's an exciting thing. So tell our listeners, what is St. Luke's Home?
St. Luke's Home is a retirement community for low-income seniors,
okay.
55 and above. It was started in 1917 by a minister named Mr. Atwood, who was a bishop in the Episcopal Church. And it was started initially as a sanitarium for low-income men who had tuberculosis.
A sanitarium. So it was a place where people went
to convalesce. So a hospital, essentially, for convalescing, yes.
Wow. And that was back in the early 1900s.
Yes. It actually opened its doors as a sanitarium in 1918. The women's group was started as an auxiliary in 1917 to help them raise money and provide furnishings so that they could open their doors.
How big was the home back in 1917?
I don't know how many numbers they had, but I think it was fairly large.
Okay.
Well, Tucson back at that point was a destination point for people with tuberculosis. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, Tucson Medical Center, actually that site, I believe, was also a sanitarium for TB patients.
So it was a thing to do when you came to Tucson.
Yes.
Well, it's not a thing to do when you came to Tucson. It's a reason for coming to Tucson.
Well, good point. Yeah, good point.
It's like, let's go to Tucson and get tuberculosis.
Well, there were lots of people who came to Tucson because they had tuberculosis.
Right.
And many of them didn't have funds to really care for themselves. They just felt they needed to get into the desert air in order to recover.
And that was the genesis of St. Luke's home.
That was the beginning.
Great.
Exactly.
And so over the almost 100 years that St. Luke's home has been here in town, how's it changed?
Well, it's changed appreciably. From that beginning up through 1957, they closed the sanitarium part of it, and then the Board of Visitors joined forces and helped to open in 1969 the chest disease clinic at the University of Arizona Medical Center, which they supported with volunteers and funds that they also raised at the Biley until 1970, and it was completed in 1975.
And the Board of Visitors was
the auxiliary of women that started in 1917.
Now, did they call themselves the Board of Visitors back in 1917?
Yes.
Okay, so this is probably one of the Board of Visitors is probably one of the oldest groups, philanthropic groups in Tucson.
As far as we know, we're the oldest continuous charity group that has raised money in Tucson.
Wow. And originally, St. Luke's home was only for men, right?
That's correct.
So these were women that came together to support those low-income gentlemen who were struggling.
Exactly.
Okay. And so in the 50s, you guys changed a bunch. You went from being a sanatorium to something very different.
To working with the chest disease clinic. And then in 1980, it opened as a supervisory care facility for women of limited means. And through a study and research that the Board of Visitors did and the women of the Junior League of Tucson did, and then they opened it for women.
So it wasn't until 1980 that St. Luke's home was co-ed?
Actually, it was in 1980, it was just women.
Just women.
In 2000, it became a co-ed facility.
Okay.
When we had the opportunity to collaborate with our boards, our Board of Trustees and the Board of Visitors, and with an IRS tax credit, we rebuilt the home and made it larger, and it now houses 64 elderly men, women, and couples.
Okay,
no.
So singles and couples can...
low financial means.
And what's the average length of stay for someone at the home?
Probably, I would guess the average is maybe 5 years. We have some that have been there much longer. I think we have one or two that were there as much as 20 years.
Wow. So St. Luke's isn't really kind of a way station for people moving from point A to point B. They get themselves into a situation where they need help, and you guys are there to help them for as long as it takes.
That's correct.
That's amazing. That's great. So you've had people there for a year or two all the way to 20 years, you said? You've had folks there as long as 20 years.
Yes. And during the Hurricane Katrina, we actually housed 3 evacuees for a time.
No kidding. How did those evacuees find St. Luke's home?
Through the community services some way. And they asked us if we could take 3. They had a lot of evacuees to come into Tucson, and they were looking for places for them. And so we had the pleasure of housing 3 evacuees,
which was a wonderful thing. That's an amazing thing that you guys were able to do. So... is there a number of people, maximum number of people that St. Luke's home can accommodate?
64.
64. Okay, I'm sorry, you said that earlier. You must always be at capacity then. How did you find, 64 is not a lot of people in a community the size of Tucson. How did you find the room for the 3 folks?
Well, at the time we were fortunate that we were able to make room for them.
Amazing.
And it worked out for
that's
everybody's
great.
Benefit.
That's wonderful. And that's wonderful. So when folks, how do folks find you guys?
Through a lot of ways. Hopefully through community advertising like this.
Right.
They'll hear about us. Churches, doctor's offices, the Pima County on Aging.
Oh, the Pima Council on Aging. Yeah, they're one of our favorites.
And they work hand in hand with us, and we appreciate all they do for us, as well as helping us find residents. Word of mouth. St. Luke's is kind of a tradition in this community. You mentioned that your family had several people who had been a part of St. Luke's, and they helped to get the word out that we are there and are able to help and want to help.
Right. My Aunt Margaret Cordsman has been, she's actually my godmother. She's been on your board for a number of years, and that's, I think that's where I originally heard of St. Luke's, was our Auntie Margaret, you know, running around selling tickets for events and pressing folks to let them know what an amazing facility you guys have and how important it is to the community. And you guys were sharing with us earlier that you have folks on your board, you've had folks on your board, the same people on your board, for almost 40 years.
Yes,
absolutely.
That really is a true testament to how amazing of an organization you run, because it's not uncommon for nonprofits to kind of churn through board members, you know, in 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And for people to be with you guys for that long is really amazing.
It is.
It is.
Amazing. So how does someone go about qualifying to stay at St. Luke's Home?
Well, there are some basic things that you have to be 55 years of age or over.
Okay.
The current average age there at the present time is 70.
Wow. So can I ask you a question about that? You know, with medical technology being what it is today and folks living much longer lives, have you guys ever considered raising that age from 55 to a higher age, especially since your average age is 70? Or do you see folks, you know, in their 50s, in their mid-50s, needing the kind of services that you provide?
There are quite a few people in their mid-50s that need that kind of care.
Okay.
And so we've kept it at that lower range in order to cover more.
Accommodate those folks.
And I want to
be real specific with our listeners as well. You guys are not a hospice.
No, we are not. In fact, we are a general supervision only kind of a care facility.
And what does that mean?
Well, we can assist with self-administration of prescribed medications. But the people who live there must be aware of their surroundings. They have to perform their daily functions.
And let's talk about that. Daily functions, meaning they have to be able to move and go to the bathroom on their own. They have to be able to eat on their own. Dress on their own.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
We are not an assisted living facility. It's really a pretty much an independent person facility, but we can help with medication giving. And essentially, they have to be ambulatory to be able to get around with the aid of a cane or a walker.
Okay.
We do have some that are in a wheelchair at times, but they have to be able to get themselves in and out of that wheelchair and provide for their own care, pretty much.
So, I mean, you guys are really offering a very, very, very necessary service to this community.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of like you've got a bunch of folks that are dependent on you who are still capable of living a very full life. They've just found themselves in a scenario that is, they need help. Help me. What do I do? And I wouldn't imagine there are a lot of folks in this community or a lot of facilities in this community that are offering the services that you guys are.
I don't think, to my knowledge, there's not another one that offers exactly what we do.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, good for you. So, I'm sorry, get back to your point about how these people find you and the type of people that you accommodate.
Well, and sometimes we have people that just will find out about us through someone and come there and ask questions for an interview or to just see the facility. And we're able that way as well to bring people in.
Amazing.
Now, your facility is over off of First Avenue near Adams, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it's 615 East Adams, and that's on the corner of Adams and First.
And that's probably the original site.
It is the original site.
And you had a big, probably about 10 years ago, you had the expansion?
In 2000 was 12 when
years.
We
12 years, yeah.
did the big expansion. And
yeah. It's a beautiful facility.
It is. It's a lovely facility. And the rooms are nice size with an adjoining bath. We have a nice dining room, a activities room. The grounds are lovely. It has a big outdoor patio.
They are.
And on site, we also have a Josler Chapel, which is almost completely renovated.
Wow, that's great.
You know, one of the things, I know, you know, speaking to a lot of seniors over the course of, you know, last 15, 20 years, people are seniors are very concerned about living out their lives in dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not, you know, we back in, when I was on the council, we were working on this HUD 202 housing project. And we were literally putting some housing in an area where seniors were living on a cot, and their kitchen was a hot plate, and their, you know, their running water was a faucet in the backyard. And you know, this people just who might be interested in supporting St. Luke's really ought to call you guys up and take a tour, because
Absolutely.
This place really supports people, maintains their dignity. And when I've been there, the few times I've been there, they are happy. And they, you know, they love being there. They love the staff. They love the facility. And it's just a gorgeous place.
It's a family atmosphere. These folks feel like they're home, and they love it.
That's amazing. And I apologize, because I'm probably asking very difficult questions that you don't have the information readily available. But what's the average length of stay for someone that you guys accept into St. Luke's home? Do you know?
It's until they're not able to care for themselves.
At which point they go to...
The next level of care, which St. Luke's does not provide.
Right.
But as Lynn said earlier, it's anywhere from, you know, a couple months to 15, 20 years.
It's amazing. It's amazing, especially in our community. You know, I heard... the other day that Pima Council on Aging, just to bring them up again, they're having a really, really difficult time getting meals to the folks that are dependent upon their Meals on Wheels service. And so it kind of makes Fred's point about trying to live your life in a dignified way. And so you guys, and we're going to talk more about this in the second part of the show, we're going to talk about how you help these folks live out their days in a very dignified way, as well as how folks in our community can support you. One of the ways that Pima Council on Aging supports people is getting the meals. So if anybody out there is interested in helping deliver meals to folks that can't get them, you know, go to the Fred and Jeff website. We'll have the phone number there for you to call, because it's so important. So we got about a minute left before the bottom of the hour news. And again, we're here talking to the wonderful ladies from St. Luke's Home. So, folks, stick around for the second part of the show.
I have maybe a trivia question, because, you know, later in the show we're going to give away a dozen roses from Mayfield Florists. But this is like total Christianity trivia. But St. Luke, given the fact that St. Luke's was the sanatorium for tuberculosis patients,
right?
St. Luke, one of the writers of the four Gospels, Luke was a physician.
Oh, interesting.
So.
All right, well, there's your piece of spiritual trivia here on the Sunday morning.
Well, maybe valuable spiritual trivia come the other part of the show when we start giving roses away.
All right, folks, we'll stick around for the second half of the show, and here comes the news.
About to take up health care reform. The court tomorrow opens 3 days of hearings on the legality of reform. Specifically, the justices will hear oral arguments on the requirement, not yet implemented, that individuals either buy coverage or face financial penalty. After his win in Louisiana on Saturday, Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum's vowing to continue his campaign. He told Face the Nation on CBS that Louisiana's voters have shown the race is far from over. The Supreme Court of Israel has rejected a compromise that would have delayed evacuation of an illegal Jewish settlement along the West Bank for 3.5 years. ABC's Melanie Lidman is in Jerusalem.
This is a victory for Peace Now, which filed the original petition in 2006. They have been trying to remove the outpost of Migron, which is one of the largest illegal outposts located in the West Bank.
And about 300 settlers now have until August 1st to get out, thanks to that ruling by Israel's Supreme Court. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Eric Brackett. A little bit breezy out there for your Sunday, but the high temperatures will still be above average. We're looking for 82 degrees later on this afternoon. For tonight, heading down to 52. And for your Monday, a little bit cooler starting out the work week, just middle 70s. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt. March is Write a Will Month. That means that you and your spouse should take some time to sit down and write a will. Most people don't have a will because they think, oh, you know, it won't happen to me. And then when it does, then the financial chaos that it brings about, it's horrible. So not only do you lose a loved one, but then instead of being able just to grieve the loss of that loved one, you're having to deal with financial ruin. So if you don't have life insurance, please get some life insurance. And if you don't have a will, write a will. And most people think that having a will is too expensive. It's not. There are community forums this month where folks will sit down and show you how to write a will. Go to the Ronstadt Insurance webpage and we'll direct you to those community events. But also, we're giving away a will this month to a family that doesn't have assets greater than $1 million. We will pay for them to get a will, all in the name of trying to put the word out of how important it is to get a will. So please take some time and write a will. Give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848, and we'll help you write a will.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're sitting here talking about the St. Luke's Home, and we just had a wonderful conversation with Lynn Van Sice about the history and the people they serve. And now...
And Lynn is the incoming president.
Lynn is the incoming president of the... say it again.
Board of Visitors.
The Board of Visitors. Probably one of the longest existing philanthropic groups in
continuously
the
running.
Continuously running.
Right. Right, because there's a lot of nonprofits in Tucson that have been around for a long time, but to be continuously running, that's an amazing feat.
Yeah, the Board of Visitors.
Yeah, that's great.
But, you know, we do have a second guest who we introduced at the beginning of the show and didn't really have a whole lot, you know, of opportunity to talk, and that is Eileen Starace. I love saying it that way.
Eileen, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, you have a day job.
I do.
What's your day job?
I am the CFO for the Strategic Issues Management Group.
What is that? Strategic Issues Management Group?
They are a consulting group.
Oh, yeah?
Run by Matt Smith and David Steele.
Ah, a couple of bright guys out there helping make some policy, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So you work with those guys
in
your day job.
I do.
And in your spare time, you are going to be the...
I am the Baile de las Flores co-chair, along with my daughter, Brittany Sterace.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Brittany bailed on us.
Brittany had to bail on us. She does have a day job as well. And
what does Brittany do?
Brittany is the office manager for the Arizona Heart Association.
Oh, good for her.
Yes.
So philanthropy runs deep in your family.
It does, very much so.
And how did you guys get wrangled into being the chairwomen of this year's Baile?
Well, I have been a part of St. Luke's Home for quite a few years. My mother, Margaret Steele, was on the Board of Visitors. And while she was doing her thing, I would always be asked to help. And... So it's just always been a part of it, and
your whole family has.
Yes.
So. Isn't it amazing? And it's everyone that we talk to, everyone that I talk to, that gives of their time and their energy and their money in a philanthropic fashion. They were brought up in that kind of environment, you know, their parents or their grandparents, whether they did it, you know, did things in their church, whether they did things for you know, an organization like St. Luke's or anything. It's amazing how philanthropy is kind of a learned thing.
Yes.
And you've taken that to your daughter.
Yes.
Who is third generation.
She is the third generation Board of Visitors.
That's fabulous. Is she the first third generation on the Board of Visitors?
I don't think she's the first, but
wow.
It's right now it is the only one. But we have several members who have two generations on the board.
That's fabulous.
So
tell our listeners a little bit about what the Baile de las Flores is.
The Baile de las Flores is the major fundraiser for the Board of Visitors. It is a dinner dance that we hold each year. We raise, on average, about $150,000 a year.
Wow, that's great.
For the home. This year it's going to be at the Tucson Country Club. It's our second year there. It's March 31st.
That's just 5 days away.
Hopefully it's a little longer than that.
No, it's Sunday morning, so wipe that sleep out of your eyes.
Oh, that's right.
You know, but being the chairman of the event, you're hoping for more time, aren't you?
I would love a little more time.
Little time machine.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But we have a wonderful committee who is working fast and furious to put this wonderful event on. We'll have probably 270 people there. And
are you sold out?
We are very close to being sold out, but we would love for folks to give us a call if they're interested, and we'll try like the Dickens to fit them in.
Well, let's do that real quick. Give them a phone number and the website for St. Luke's, because they can sign up for the Baile, I believe, on the website.
St. Luke's Home phone number is 628-1512, and the website is stlukeshometucson.org.
Okay.
And if you go to the Fred and Jeff site, that information will be on our site as well.
Yeah, we'll link to you guys. The Baile de las Flores.
Yes.
So it sounds to me like it's going to be a big... Mexican potluck with some mariachis. Is that what it is?
We have mariachis. We have folklorio dancers. We have The Wheel of Wine or Wine.
The Wheel of Wine?
Uh-huh.
That sounds like something my 7-year-old does.
Yeah, well.
he gets in his little tricycle and he just whines the whole time.
Well, if your spin doesn't land on a bottle of wine, I'm sure that there will be a lot of whining going on.
So that's what it is? You buy a chance and you spin the wheel?
Uh-huh. A nice bottle of wine.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It's a lot of fun, and it is manned by our husbands, so they have a lot of fun and doing it.
And do you call them the Wheeling Winos or something?
Yeah, well, we haven't come up with a name, but I think we will work on that. We have a photo booth, which we the chairs brought in last year, and it just ended up being so much fun that we brought it back this year.
Now, what do you mean a photo booth?
You can go in and have your picture taken. You can dress up. They'll have various things that you can add, boa.
So costumes, and you get to take your picture.
Is this a photo booth in the old fashioned sense, where you sit in a booth and you get like 4 shots of you doing goofy stuff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great!
That's totally cool.
It really is a lot of
good
fun
for you guys.
And then day job is our live band that will perform after dinner. The one thing we have done this year is we've brought back the live auction. We have some wonderful, wonderful items.
Now, hold on a second. Let's assume that everyone listening to our show, which is typically just our mom.
she's really happy you guys are on.
Right. They're very happy. is not familiar with your event. So when you say we've brought back the auction, tell us about this auction.
Well, we have always had a very successful silent auction.
Okay.
And throughout the years, we've had a live auction. But we don't have it every year. This year we are doing it, and our
both the silent and the live.
We have both,
okay.
And our silent auction is fabulous, but our live auction is going to be wonderful as well. Partly because of the items we're auctioning, but because of our live auctioneers, are Corey Williams and Joseph Blair.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So we're thrilled.
That would
thrilled
be very fun.
To have them.
So give us an idea of the types of items you're auctioning off.
Yeah, the live auction. Let's get people really jazzed about.
Well, we have some wonderful items. We have a air conditioning and heating unit that is provided by Advantage Air. Kevin Bedient has graciously donated that, plus the installation.
Wow, that's a good one.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, especially great timing, because just about now someone's HVAC is going to blow up and they'll be looking.
It's a unit that's valued over $9,000, so it's really a wonderful item. So thank you to Advantage Air for that. We have a week at the Four Seasons in Carlsbad.
Nice.
That is a beautiful, beautiful place.
Can you throw some tickets into Legoland with that one?
I'm sure we can work on that. If you're going to come and bet on it, absolutely.
Maybe, yeah, that's great.
And we have a dinner for eight. It's a Western steak dinner at Lynn's home. And
Lynn, you're cooking steaks?
Yes.
We're cooking steaks.
That's great.
She's done it for the last couple years, and let me tell you, it's well worth it.
All right.
And then we have an hour in a Learjet simulator for two.
Wait a minute. What can two people do in a Learjet simulator for an hour?
You can
let your mind roam on that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lynn. Sometimes we fall to the calmest, lowest denominator here on the show, but people will remember about the Learjet.
They will.
That's very cool. So you guys have some really great items.
We do.
All right.
So we're really excited about
it. So live auction, silent auction, live music.
The silent auction has always been phenomenal.
It is.
Let's talk about some of those items, too.
We have a wine tour.
An Arizona wine tour.
Nice.
With beautiful
dinner. We always have wonderful, we have several paintings from artists.
So you've got art, you've got wine tours.
The painting, though, because if I recall correctly, there every year you have a gorgeous piece that's done by a local artist.
Yes.
And that's a separate raffle.
We do, and Kurt Anderson is our artist this year, and he has done such a beautiful, beautiful job. It's an oil, and he is known for his floral paintings, and we have one of those. It is not to be missed.
Now, wait a second. So anyone can buy a chance on that, or do you have to attend the event?
Nope. Anybody can buy it. They can call the home or go on the website, and they'll be happy to get you tickets. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
How much is a ticket for that?
Tickets are 1 for $10 or 6 for $50.
Oh, perfect. So we'll, if you'd let us, we'll put a picture of that painting
Absolutely.
On our website with the link to buy tickets.
Absolutely.
Because if you can't make the event, why not buy a chance on a beautiful painting?
It's a beautiful painting, and it supports a wonderful cause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's great. Congratulations. We have to take our last break of the show. We'll be back in 2 minutes to finish out to talk about St. Luke's Home for Men and your fabulous fundraiser coming up.
Thank you.
Stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045. FiveStarTermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstam here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And Jeff has a mea culpa.
Well, I do have a mea culpa, but you were going to remind our listeners.
Yeah, we are sitting here with two really special people from St. Luke's Home, Eileen Sarache. I love saying that.
Because you can't say it the right way, right, Eileen?
No, she told me that was an alternate pronunciation.
Eileen, how do you pronounce your name?
Well, I pronounce it Sturace. My husband pronounces it Sarache.
Okay, Sarache.
All right.
Yeah. And Lynn Van Sice, Lynn is the incoming president of the visitors board of visitors, and Eileen.
And I have an apology. At the end of the break, I said we'll be back with our friends from St. Luke's Home for Men. That's not the name of your organization. So
it's St. Luke's Home.
It's St. Luke's Home. And we actually have a group in town called the Marshall Home for Men. Totally different organization. you guys have a mission statement. Tell our listeners what that is.
Yes, our mission is to provide for the care and well-being of elderly women, men, and couples of limited financial means.
And limited financial means is a huge thing because you guys qualify for the Arizona State Tax Credit for the working poor.
Yes.
And for our listeners that don't understand what that is a credit on your Arizona state taxes, where instead of sending that $400 to the state of Arizona, if you're a family, you can actually take that money and send it directly to St. Luke's Home. And groups like y'all, who that $400 is a huge, huge thing to you guys, because if you're raising $125,000 or $150,000 at this big event, what's your annual budget?
The annual budget for St. Luke's Home is $600,000.
$600,000, that's all. You guys do phenomenal work for that amount of money, so the tax credit for the working poor is a huge tool for you all to raise some money.
Absolutely.
And it's a well-spent tool as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So
now,
that's great.
Now you guys, obviously we're here talking about the bylay because that's coming up this weekend.
It's your big fundraiser.
Next weekend. Obviously it's Sunday, it's on the 31st. But you guys do a lot of other stuff throughout the year. You have a big nut to crack there with $600,000.
We do. We have the golf tournament that's in April. We have Sensational Settings.
Oh, my goodness. My wife loves the Sensational Settings event. She loves that.
It is a fun, fun event.
And real quickly, tell our listeners what that is.
It is designers come in and design table settings for various events.
And you've got them all in a room.
So you have like a table dressing with a theme.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, my boys 1 year participated in Sensational Settings. They did
Were they the teacups?
No, they did a Lord of the Rings themed play setting. It was really cool. It was like moss.
That's awesome.
And there were swords on the table, and it was totally cool.
So, and when is that event?
That's in November.
Okay, so you have a kind of a first part of the year event, and then a second
spring
part of
event.
The year,
yes.
A spring event, and a winter event. Great.
Yes. And the golf tournament will be April the 20th. We still have openings for teams and individuals to play. It will be at the Omni Tucson National.
Very nice.
And they can call St. Luke's at 624-5034 to set up a team or play individually to get on the...
Buy a tee sponsor, do whatever you want.
Exactly.
And now, speaking of sponsors, were you able to wrangle some big sponsors for your event this year?
We have some wonderful sponsors, and our bylay sponsor is the Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment.
That's great.
They have been big supporters of the home of the bylay for many years. The Marshall Foundation has supported St. Luke's Home in the bylay for years. The My Fowler Foundation is a big supporter, Advantage Air, and the Elliott Spalding Foundation are some of our major sponsors. So we're so appreciative to them and their continued support.
Well, they're supporting a great organization.
Thank you.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys. I hope you keep up the good work. And again, if somebody wants to get information on, if someone's got a parent or a friend that they think would St. Luke's Home would be a great fit for them, how do they go about getting information?
You can give St. Luke's a call at 624-5034. You probably can get a hold of the Pima Council on Aging, and I'm sure they will give you some good background.
Okay.
Any Board of Visitor would be pleased to take people down to St. Luke's and give you a tour.
Great.
And the home is always glad to give tours to people. The home itself is at 615 East Adams Street, and we're always glad to have people drop in and check us out.
That's great. That's great. Well, ladies, continue the great work you're doing because you really are fitting a so important need in our community. That what you're doing is amazing work. So thank you so much.
You know what? I don't think we mentioned this overtly, but the Baye de las Flores is probably the oldest fundraising event in our community.
It is.
It is?
It is the oldest fundraising event. It has been in existence for 93 years. We're celebrating our 93rd bylay this year. And we're very, very proud to be a part of that.
So some of the old Tucsonans that might be listening to the show, are we making the connection that this bylay used to be the Tucson Festival Society's big fundraiser? No?
It's been St. Luke's.
Always been St. Mm-hmm. Luke's. So mm-hmm. you guys have been doing a bylay for that long?
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
that's amazing.
As a fundraiser.
Good for you.
Yes.
I mean, it's a wildly successful event.
Yes, it is a very, and it's a fun event. Come in your Waibera or festive clothing. It's very casual, which...
even though it's a Tucson Country Club?
Even though it's a Tucson Country Club, it is a festive.
Just because we brought up what you can dress, I got to tell a story.
Oh,
Mike
boy,
Hanley, who is a great guy, he's the president of Bank of Tucson. His wife is actually, I believe, if she's not been on the Board of Visitors, she is.
Ruth is on the board.
Yeah, she's been very active and doing a lot of stuff. But I remember going to one of the events, and Mike was sitting there telling me he bought this really like the Jerry Seinfeld puffy shirt. And he had, you know, like a red sash and stuff, and it looked really cool.
Well, he was being a pirate that year?
No, it was Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Spanish flavor.
The flamenco dancer guy.
Yeah, but it was hysterical because he said something about that he did a cost benefit analysis of buying this shirt. And I was like, man, that is so Mike.
I wonder if you could do a cost benefit analysis on how much grief you'll take years past on wearing an outfit like that. You know, because I've dressed up like a gorilla once or twice in my life, and you still get a lot of grief about that kind of stuff years later.
Yeah, I mean, both you and I were Tuffy for a while.
Tuffy the Toro, that's right. Oh,
yeah.
Boy, those were good days.
That was fun.
But we digress.
Yes, we do.
We have some roses to give away.
We do have some roses to give away. Now, as we mentioned earlier, the Board of Visitors is probably the longest continuously existing philanthropic group in the community. What year did they start?
And, you know, we should give you a hint.
Like, Jeff, just give the answer. I know you want to. You want
okay,
to.
It was either 1917, 1927, or 1957. Or 1977.
Keep on going. Is it
2007? All right, ladies. Well, listen. We really, really appreciate y'all spending some time with us to talk about...
Oh, wait a second. We got to tell them what to do.
Oh, yeah. So, if you want the roses, send Fred an email at fred@fredandjeff.com. And the other thing that we've been asking folks lately is there's so many great people in Tucson. There's great history in town.
And we know a lot of it.
We know a lot of it, but we don't know it all. And so as our show, you know, matures, you know, which I know a lot of people are hoping it does, but as our show gets older and older...
Let's get it straight. We never will mature.
Right. But as our show continues, how about that?
As we start marking time.
Right. We want to talk to more people in Tucson that make Tucson a great place to live. So if you know somebody, if you want to, you know, put somebody up and say, hey, you guys should talk to this person because this is the great thing they've done in their neighborhood or at their school, at their church, at their synagogue, for the community, let us know because we're always looking for those great human interest stories, kind of the stuff that Bonnie Henry used to do for the newspaper for so long. Let us know who these people are because we'd love to celebrate how they've made our community a great place. And you ladies are two of those people that do that. Thank you so much for the work that you do. For the folks in Tucson, we really, really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And folks, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. Please support our sponsors. And we'll see you next week with some more fabulous people that make Tucson a great place to live. Take care.